Grace, mercy, and peace to you this Christmas from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for tonight's message, part of our gospel reading. And Mary gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Christmas has turned into something, hasn't it? This year, I think Christmas started earlier than ever before. Well, sales, it seemed, began with Christmas lights being put out as they were taking the beachwear down. It beat out Thanksgiving. It beat out Halloween. Beat out, I thought, almost the 4th of July. To listen to people talk, you would think that, yes, at Christmas time a Savior is coming, but that Savior is the Savior of our economy. Without the Christmas sales and the Christmas business, we wouldn't have an economy. And some of the stories that have sprung up around Christmas, this wasn't part of my original text, but between the early service tonight and the late service, I went home and after a nap, watched a show on the PBS UK channel. And it was all about a homeless man named Mr. Stinky. And it was Christmas in England. And it was about a magical homeless man who brought a family together through really poor hygiene, I guess. A lot of folks are bothered by what Christmas seems to be all around us. Bothered that someone, somewhere is trying to take away our holiday. That it's getting lost in commercialism and pledge drives and all this other kind of stuff. To them I say, bah humbug. I welcome it. They want to start putting out the Christmas lights even earlier, that's fine with me. Why? Well, you're free. In our society, which doesn't want you to talk about him, you're free for a little while at least to talk very openly about Jesus. And not only talk openly about him, people are really willing to listen. It's the Christmas story. After all, it's what got this whole thing going. And for a few weeks, talking about our incarnate God, talking about his suffering and death on the cross for our sin and his resurrection, telling the story of Jesus' life and how we are made God's children through him, is okay. You really get to talking about it. You really can talk about it. So, as they said in A Christmas Carol, God bless Christmas. Maybe we should start getting ready this January. But I also noticed something else this week as I came back after being off for about 3 weeks. I watched how stressed out folks were. We kind of let some of our Christmas traditions go. It was a little too cramped in our lives to get them all in. But as I talked to some of our people, some brothers and sisters in Christ, I was listening to all of this anxiety, all of this nervousness. Everything needs to be just perfect, doesn't it? The tree has to be just so. The ornaments have to be just so. The lighting on the lawn has to be just so. The Christmas gifts have to match perfectly the ones you're getting. And you have to get all of the gifts for everyone to whom you want to give a gift. Maybe stash a few extras away in a bedroom somewhere in case someone comes along you forgot about. Oh, and then the company comes, and everything has got to be just perfect for the meal. Turkey or the goose or the ham cooked just right. Everything served at the table steaming hot and fresh. Nothing instant this time. It all has to be cooked by hand. All has to be from scratch ingredients. The anxiety. I can just see the Grinch turning up his nose at all of that. But it reminded me of something. Now, there's just about no kid that I know of who wouldn't want to see a box about yay big wrapped under the Christmas tree for them. That's a big box. Not as big as some, but it's big. You can get a lot of things into that box. To see that huge box wrapped and under the tree, maybe tucked toward the back so it can't be reached. Oh, wow. What treasures lie within? What goodies? Can't wait to open it and see. Now, if you've raised kids, you've noticed this phenomena too. Little kids, you know, toddler kids, up to 3 and 4 years old. You unwrap this big gift with them. And you say, there is your Christmas gift. And you lift out this wonderful toy that you have bought them. Oh, great. And they grab the box and they drag it off into the corner and then they sit in it. And it becomes an airplane. Or maybe a boat with sails up. Or it could be a secret hiding place. Or, oh, I don't know. I think when you stop being a child, you stop coming up with some of these things that the box could be. But they find all kinds of uses for this box, all kinds of play, and they will play with that box all day long. They'll drag it all through the house. They'll sit in it. They'll tip it over. They might even take a nap in it. And some young parents say, you know, I wonder about my kid. Is there something wrong with him? I bought this fantastic toy, and he's running around playing with the box. Something must be wrong. All this stuff around us this time of year, whether it's the commercialism on TV and at the malls and on the internet, or really even the stuff that we do in our own homes, our traditions, the greening of the tree, the placing of the lights, the big Christmas meals with families, the gifts, and all of that. That's kind of like the box that Christmas comes in. The box that holds what we celebrate here tonight, the real story about Christmas, that is Jesus. We can get so caught up looking at the box and playing with the box and making sure the box is so wonderful. I had a grandmother, my father's mother, who spent as much on wrapping gifts as she did on gifts. She had the really nice foil paper, real silk ribbons, all of this stuff stuck to the top of it. A few times I think she spent more on the wrapping, more on the box than she did on what's inside. But usually, it's what's inside that box that is the treasure. The box only holds it. But sometimes we forget that this is just a box. Inside this box of Christmas, inside all of this festivity, inside all of this shopping, inside all of the other stuff we do around Christmas, inside is the treasure given by God, His Son, Jesus Christ. God incarnate. As the hymn says, man divine. God's gift to the world, His promise of salvation. In that box is the God-man who would go to the cross and carry our sin and suffer and die and rise again, who would proclaim to the whole world the forgiveness of our sins, life, light, and salvation through Him. The peace that God promised, the one we share, that gospel message, when we talk about what is inside the Christmas box, Jesus, the Savior. What a gift God gave. God gave Himself. Only God could give this gift. Only God could be our Savior. Only God could suffer and die and rise again for us. Only God could share with us His eternal life. Only God can share with us His righteousness. Only God could forgive our sins and claim us to be His children, holy and loved in His sight. That is what's inside the box of Christmas. And that is why we gather to sing God's praise. So I thank God for this lesser gift, but one I think that still comes from Him. This season, with all the craziness, with all the sales and all the dinners and all the everything else that goes on, that season when it's okay to talk about Jesus, God incarnate, man divine, the Savior of the world. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.